Thank you, thank you. I'm ready for questions.
My name is Elizabeth. How is energy collected and stored on the ISS? Over.
I hear you. Uniform 8 Yankee Yankee. How do you hear? Remember Alpha ISS.
My name is Elizabeth. How is energy collected and stored on the ISS? Over.
I heard your question. How is energy collected and stored on the ISS? We collect energy using our solar arrays, and they turn it into electricity that we use to run our station. Over.
My name is Whistler. What does it feel like to walk on the space? Over.
Whistler, we don't really walk on our feet, which is really interesting to me. But floating around, and I haven't been outside on the spacewalk, but I will tell you that floating around inside and working inside is just so much fun, because I can give myself one push and I can go from one end almost halfway across the station and never touch anything. It's like flying. Over.
Hi, my name is Maureen Lee. What kind of activities do you do up in space? Over.
Morgan, up here on the space station, we have about 130 different science experiments, and all of us are busy doing them every day, all day long.
My name is Hannah. What are you working on?
Working up here is really fun, and especially eating up here is really fun because food floats around too. Over.
My name is Donnie. How do you keep yourself clean? Over.
In the middle of greasing are one of our exercise machines. It's a weightlifting machine. Now, of course, weights would be weightless up here, but we use vacuum, meaning there's sort of a vacuum on the machine, and when I push really hard, it's like when you try to take something off of to open a lid, and it's really hard. So I'm pushing against the vacuum. It's really difficult, and what I'm doing is greasing the parts of the machine that moves to make sure it stays working. Over.
Hi, my name is Joseph. How do you exercise in space? Over.
Ways. One is a bicycle, and one is a treadmill, where we have to have bungee cords that hold us down onto the treadmill, otherwise we would float away and it would be hard to run. And then the weightlifting machine that I just talked about, and the combination of parts. Strong. Over.
My name is Scott. What is a spacesuit made of to withstand that kind of pressure? Over.
Hi, Scott. Well, the spacesuit is actually made up of, I think, 11 different layers. So there's one layer, and there's a couple layers that are specifically for that are made up of like a rubber material, like a balloon, but much, much stronger. But then there's actually fabric, and it's fabric that has Kevlar, you know, really strong fibers laced in it to keep to make sure that the balloon doesn't get too big, so to speak. So we have all sorts of different materials put together, and each of them protects us from something else. Over.
My name is Luke. How do you eat in space without choking? Over.
Well, Luke, I find that eating in space, you know, in terms of swallowing and everything else, feels just the same. But I'll tell you what is interesting to me and feels a little bit different is whenever I try to swallow my vitamin pills, then they are a lot easier. It's almost like they sort of float down my throat and I almost don't need water. So that's kind of interesting to me. Over.
Hi, my name is Sutton. What protects you from the sun's thermal energy or heat in the ISS? Over.
Sutton, we have shielding, metal shielding around our space station, like layers, almost like the spacesuit that we just talked about. We have different layers that protect us from different things. And they protect us both from the thermal energy and cosmic rays and from the sun's heat, because we want to keep our equipment and us an even temperature. We don't want to be hot for 45 minutes and then cold. And so we use the materials the space station is made out of and also water that circulates around throughout the space station to even out the heat. Over.
My name is Devon, and you are an outer space, and the Earth looks peaceful. What do you think waits about when you realize it's not as peaceful as it looks? Over.
Devon, that's a really great question, and, you know, lately with some of the unrest or the violence that's been going around, going on down in the world, especially, for example, in Egypt. Egypt is a really easy place to see from space, and it's very, very beautiful from space. And So when I look down there and I realize that people are working hard to solve their problems together, I just try to think about them and wish them the best in their struggles, and realize that even though we see beautiful geography, it takes all of understanding why how we're different and how we're the same. Over.
My name is Edwin. How do you sleep in space? Over.
Helena, well, we sleep actually anywhere we are, but usually we sleep in sleeping bags, and those are kind of tied off in one place or another. I like to have mine floating around in my little cabin, and it's actually a very small little place, but I can still manage to wake up upside down in the morning, which I think is very funny. Over.
My name is Kristen. What training did it take to become an astronaut? Over.
Kristen, I think almost everything in my whole entire life has helped me be a good astronaut. And part of that is that I learned new things every day, and I started when I was your age, you know, practicing things, you know, even though I thought maybe I was already good at them, I would practice. Here on the space station, I will tell you that I use math every single day. I use English. Use English and Russian, so I use languages. I have to read directions. I have to write notes to people and make sure they understand what I meant. So I'm using all those kinds of language skills. I think being up here, you learn a little bit about art and beauty, just looking down at the earth. And I'm a musician, so I think there's a little bit of art and science and engineering and everything in all we do, and that's what I've been learning before I came over.
Elizabeth again, how are the astronauts able to attach to the new parts of the ISS when they are orbiting the Earth very fast? Over.
Even though the International Space Station is moving very, very fast, 17,500 miles an hour, the part of the space station, like for example, if a big part of the space station comes up on the space shuttle, well, the space shuttle is moving 17,500 miles an hour as well. And so, so because they're moving the same speed, it's as if they're not really moving. And so it's easy to pass things back and forth. And you can almost think about driving in a car, and your friend is driving in a car right next to you, and if you knew the cars were driving exactly the same speed, and there wasn't any wind, you could pass things between the windows. So I don't want you to try that, because we know there is going to be wind, and it could be dangerous in the cars. But it's that sort of idea. Over.
Thanks, Liz Frickin. With astronauts being in space, how is it making our world a...
to learn about the human body up here that I think are really, really fascinating and actually good for everybody. One of the most important things is what happens to our bones. On the Earth, when people get older, their bones actually are getting less strong. They get weaker and weaker. It makes it easier for them to break their bones. Well,
we're getting near the end of it.
Morgan Reagan, what space foods do you eat? Over.
I believe we're probably at LOS. Why don't we go ahead and say the big thank you and the applause.
One. Hey, guys. Gentlemen, thank you so much for all the work and time and effort you put into this. We really do appreciate it. This has been a really cool event for our school. Thank you.
Okay, Luis, are you still hearing them at all?